Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's Upwork.com/save. Upwork.com/save.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Well, equities are fractionally lower Monday morning after the U.S. took direct action to eliminate Iran's nuclear program over the weekend. The Strait of Hormuz, which is situated between Iran and Oman, is a major trade route for global oil shipments, and the availability of its passageway could impact markets and economies around the world, including U.S. gas prices.
The mainstream media has been sent into a frenzy over President Trump's decision to send bombs to Iran's nuclear facilities. The headlines were screaming World War III, and market analysts have been all over the place. But while the media is in full meltdown mode, the markets astonishingly are showing a positive trend. Oil prices are down, and despite the unrest, the stock market's barely blinking. So what's really going on here? Well, you know, on June 22nd, President Trump authorized precision strikes on three of Iran's key nuclear sites, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. This was a bold move, no question about it. Trump called it a spectacular military success, saying Iran's nuclear program has been completely and totally obliterated. Now, the legacy media and even many MAGA faithful on X responded originally apocalyptically, I mean, claiming this was a reckless escalation that was going to tank the economy. And yet, the markets, which are far better gauge of reality than CNN and MSNBC, are shrugging this off. On the Monday morning, after the dust settled from the weekend's news, West Texas Intermediate crude oil was trading at around $73 a barrel, down about 1% from the previous Friday. Brent crude, the global benchmark, was hovering around $76, also down slightly. So if you listen to the media, you'd think oil prices would be skyrocketing, with Iran threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz and disrupt global supply. But that's not happening. Why? Well, because the smart money, the investors, the traders, the people who actually move the economy, they're not buying the panic. The S&P 500 barely moved. NASDAQ, as we speak, is relatively flat, even slightly green in pre-market trading. Now, if this was the apocalyptic event the media is making it out to be, obviously you'd see a massive sell-off, flight to safe havens like gold or treasuries, and a cratering of equities. But none of that's happening. So why the disconnect? Why is the media screaming the sky is falling while the markets are staying relatively stable? Well, simply put, the media has an agenda. They frankly hate Trump. They've hated him since 2016, and they'll twist any story to make him look like the bad guy. They're banking on fear to drive clicks and push their narrative that Trump's policies are dangerous. But the markets, thankfully, don't run on hate and resentment. They run on logic, data, and money. And right now, the markets are telling us that Trump's move was not a market disaster by any stretch of the imagination. Trump himself is also signaling he wants to keep oil prices low. He actually took to Truth Social posting a clear message to the Department of Energy, drill, baby, drill. He's pushing for more domestic production to offset any potential supply shocks. Energy Secretary Chris Wright responded, saying, "We're on it." So this administration's commitment to American energy independence, something the Biden years frankly destroyed, is giving investors confidence that the United States can weather any economic storm 10,000 miles away. Compare that to the left's obsession with green energy pipe dreams that left us vulnerable to foreign oil. The media panic is just the latest attack on Trump's broader strategy to restore America's dominance on the world stage. His tariffs, his push for energy independence, and his foreign policy, they're all interconnected. The markets are holding steady because, frankly, they seem to trust Trump's vision. But more than that, perhaps most nefariously of all, the media wants you scared. They want you glued to their screens, convinced the world is ending because of what Trump is doing with any decision he makes. But just as the markets are ignoring them, I think so we need to be ignoring them. It is essential for us not to fall for the hysteria here and instead set ourselves up for success by not falling for the legacy media's scare tactics. Now, fortunately, we have with us today my good friend and an expert on this subject, Jonathan Rose, CEO of Block Trust IRA, who has insight into great investment opportunities we have right now in the midst of this international conflict and how we could take advantage of this economic climate. Stay tuned as we navigate through the chaos and discover how to seize this moment. Jonathan, great to see you as always. Welcome back.
Yeah, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back in the studio.
It's great to have you. So you're on the front lines of the financial world. I mean that literally. You're watching very closely the international markets. So in your view, what's really going on in the markets right now? I mean, normally markets experience extraordinary volatility in the face of potential war, and yet they've been relatively calm even before Trump's announcement of the peace deal. So what, in your opinion, what do you think is going on here?
It's a pretty wild scenario, because if you would have placed a story like this 5-10 years ago, you would expect exactly what you were talking about. You would expect these markets to go into a frenzy. And obviously, we see the media pushing fear. But there's a couple of things that are happening here. One, I don't think President Trump is getting the acknowledgement and really the recognition to understand what he has done by not just, you know, kind of punching the Middle East in the gut and kind of getting them in line, but also making sure that the global economy is going to be safe from the Middle East and terrorists and extremists. But really, when you look at these institutions, the markets haven't reacted because they haven't fallen for the media bait. They haven't kind of pinched in and decided to sell off. The institutions have gone behind President Trump's move. And when you're looking at data, and you know, we're cutting edge, we have AI technology, and we're kind of a quant fund, so we're quantifying, you know, millions of data points. We're able to look at on-chain data, particularly in cryptocurrency market for this particular conversation. And we can see who's entering the market, who's exiting the market. And on-chain data is very important because it shows you who's fleeing through the back door, who wants to escape this volatility. And all of a sudden, there's none. There is no volatility. And we've seen the stock market, like you mentioned, even rise. So, you know, what's going on? In the normal world, people talking about World War III and bombing in the Middle East, you would expect that safe haven philosophy. And really, it just hasn't come into play. So people aren't taking that media bait. And you're right. You know, legacy media, there's a lot of fake news. There's a lot of propaganda. And this propaganda is really pushing people to, you know, flee the market, trash Trump, trash his policies, when in essence, the opposite has actually happened here. You know, and people who are controlling the purse strings and these institutional investors are actually confident with Trump's move, confident with his policies. And I always say, if you're always confused, follow the money. And guess what? The money is staying in the market. And that is actually a great attribute to see for the economy. And, you know, particularly cryptocurrencies, which, you know, I'm very involved with, normally an event like this would send it into a seasonal extreme. But, you know, it's very normal to have a 5% volatility swing in a volatile market such as cryptocurrency. That's very normal. But with this news, it's been very robust, with even stories coming out and traders talking to me that, you know, is cryptocurrencies the new safe haven? Well, you know, to be determined. I think we've got a little way to go. But I think what's made a market like cryptocurrency in particular so more stable than it was 5 years ago is obviously President Trump leading the way to kind of prioritize the U.S. being the crypto nation of the world, which he's doing so at lightning speed, full adoption. And he's dropping these breadcrumbs all the time to talk about crypto. And I always say, Dr. Steve, that crumbs make a loaf, right? So what
I love.
So what we're seeing right now is the foundation, the pillars, the full adoption, the pillars are being erected, the cement's being poured, and they're building this house, and it's a solid house. And what people are beginning to realize that assets like cryptocurrency, they're here to stay. And unlike assets like the US dollar, which is $36 trillion in debt, has a lot of political baggage in it. It's not what I call honest money. It's beginning to waver. But with this news in the Middle East and the fact that the markets have been robust, it's really opening doors now to new opportunities for maybe people who are fearful or not understanding of newer markets like cryptocurrencies to now pay attention and understand that this is the future of money. And the time to look at these type of assets, as we know, is now.
I love it. And I've always loved your perspective, because your professional career has always been sort of outside the Bretton Woods system, whether it's gold on the one hand or crypto on the other. No, it's always very brilliant. I think you just have a very macro perspective. I'm curious what you think is behind the media's rather panicked headline. I mean, the latest now is that, you know, of the last 48 hours is these massive bunker busters didn't do their job, even though we're just getting word now that Israeli intelligence confirmed the facilities were annihilated, basically. But I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you know, just making that claim just in effect kind of green lights to other countries. Hey, you want your own nuclear program? Just hide it under a mountain, because nobody, not even these 30,000 pound bunker busters can get to it. It just seems like the media is intentionally stoking fear, doubt, uncertainty. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I agree with your sentiment. You know, the leftists, the legacy media, they cannot praise Trump. There's nothing he can do that's right. And he does everything with transparency. It's not like the Ford administration where Biden was selling favors overseas and then getting it covered up by the same media that's attacking him. So again, when you talk about the Trump family, they're the most canceled family in history. And that's why he's forging a path to move away from legacy media. And the smart people know, your listeners know, that you can't take the bait with this legacy media. It's tempting. As tempting as it may sound and may be, and compelling, you've got to realize their hidden agendas. And their hidden agendas, for the most part, is they want you to be in debt. They want you to be hooked on pharmaceuticals. Okay. They don't want you to break away from the matrix that we have right now.
Right.
So it's very important to, like, you give out great information to your viewership to kind of, you know, cut through all of this and disseminate it. And they're doing a disservice to the nation. They're doing a disservice to patriots. And really, by getting an education and an understanding of what's happening globally right now, because, Dr. Steve, what we're actually witnessing is the biggest wealth transfer in history. And for me personally, yes, I love assets like gold. And I worked on the Love and Metal Exchange and fortunate enough to be with Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, and consulted for HSBC and AIG. I've been around the banking sector on an institutional level for 30 years now. And what we're witnessing right now isn't being elevated by the media as it should be, because we kind of experienced this, how I best can put it, like the iPhone moment, that like kind of aha, like revolutionary jump in money, in technology, and the shift in money moving into this technology and new form of money. And you could either be left behind because you're just so steeped down in these news headlines, or you can cut through all the BS, excuse me, and understand what's really going on in the world and why you need to participate.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's Upwork.com/save. Upwork.com/save.
In this transfer of wealth that's currently happening, because you don't want to look in the rearview mirror and say, I should have, could have, would have. It's not right. Too late. We are literally still at the building, the building bricks. We're still at the gates. And this is an industry that is getting ready to explode. But when you now have all these naysayers that are jumping on board with assets like cryptocurrency, and even plan administrators who contact us, 401k plan administrators are contacting us to see how we can offer cryptocurrency and our strategies through employer retirement plans. So there's a lot of people getting on board, and I think people need to understand the difference between this distracting fake news into terms of what's happening right now, why these markets are robust, you know, what the future looks like. And I can tell you, like, just a glimpse before I jumped on air with you, you know, they're talking about the interest rates change happening in July. Next year, we're going to have Jerome Powell step down as the head of the Fed Reserve to give out these rates. So there's a couple of things that are going to happen. Interest rate cuts are going to happen. It's a given. When that happens, crypto assets like cryptocurrencies are going to go absolutely parabolic. And this is the time to understand that this is the wealth transfer that I'm talking about.
And I'm thank you for pivoting there, because I love block trust IRA. I was just telling you about this earlier, you know, so we've got David Sacks is our, he's a czar over two areas of rising tech, crypto and AI. He's the crypto czar and he is the AI czar. And what I love about Block Trust IRA is you bring the two together. I mean, you're on the forefront of this in a way I haven't seen before. And I'm a researcher. That's just what I do. As you know, I got my PhD on the other side of the pond in Durham. I mean, they taught me how to research. I love researching. I think I even sent you an article once, I'm sure you've read every one of them, but you know, you could pat me on the head with that. But you guys are so much on the forefront of this massive wealth transfer that I would say 98% of our audience still does not yet quite understand. So looking forward here, what are you seeing? Kind of walk us through, particularly how Block Trust IRA is uniquely positioned to help everyone watching tap into this extraordinary wealth transfer.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things happening here right now. So obviously, number one is the rise and full adoption of cryptocurrency with assets like Bitcoin. So I think people are waking up to the fact and realizing that Bitcoin and others are the future of money. And they're reading articles every day. They're getting educated. And then they're thinking, well, maybe I should be putting assets like crypto in my portfolio, which I wholeheartedly agree with that. But then it's also, well, if you're going to invest in crypto, what's the best way to do this? Because currently, to date, when people purchase an asset like Bitcoin, and I mentioned Bitcoin a lot because that's like the new digital gold. It's the top of the heap. It's now the fifth largest asset in the world, overtaking Amazon and Google, by the way. So in 10 years, it will have a large market cap than gold. So that's how big this is. But when you purchase an asset like Bitcoin, there's one strategy available, a buy and hold strategy. And if you're doing a buy and hold strategy, not saying that's wrong, but you're going to lose the race. And this is the reason why. With a buy and hold strategy, that's good for an asset like gold. You buy gold, you throw it in the safe, you forget about it. But right. With an asset like cryptocurrency, it's a market that doesn't sleep. It's traded 24/7, 365, which means there's no opening bell and there's no closing bell. And the reason why that's very important to know is because inherently cryptocurrency is volatile, but we now love volatility. And I'll explain a little bit about that because, you know, you could be asleep. China could invade Taiwan. Trump could sign an executive order. Something could happen in the worldwide and it could send the crypto market into a seasonal extreme that could be positive or negative. And if you're in a buy and hold strategy, when that dip comes, there's nothing you can do. You're just buying, holding it, and then you're waiting for it to come back up. What makes us so different is that we're the first company to bring to market a strategy that was voted the number one trading strategy by Bitcoin Magazine, where we beat out 1,500 global fund managers. Like some of these fund managers have billions of dollars under management, and we beat these guys out. So what do we do exactly that beats the market and beats the buy and hold strategy? Simply put, we're at the forefront, not just of crypto, but the AI market, which is an amazing and incredible market to be in. And our AI technology, really in layman terms, what we're doing, and I'll try and explain it as simple as possible, is we're quantifying millions and millions of data points because an asset like Bitcoin, first of all, is traded globally. Global markets, different languages. So you have to look at different languages that are talking about Bitcoin on an investor level. Then you have to look at on-chain data, how many people are coming onto the exchange, leaving exchange. Then you have to look at social media channels. Like one channel, for example, could be X, you know, formerly Twitter. We could be reading 10 million data points a day just from Twitter. Macro, microeconomics, inflation data, it would take millions and millions of our brains to compute. We just physically can't do it. It would be impossible. So knowing what I know now, with I've seen how sophisticated this AI is, it's able to tell us when we should be in the market and when we shouldn't. So this type of technology has only been available to like the BlackRocks and the hedge funds and the institutionals. And we've taken this technology with our partners, Animus Technologies, and we've brought it down to the retail market. And people now can invest IRAs, 401ks into crypto and have this cutting edge technology. So the best way I can also explain it is if we're going on a roller coaster, everyone likes the price going up, 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 but we don't like the price going down part. So the AI detects the going down part with pretty much near certainty, and it tells us to exit the roller coaster. And when we exit, we're going to sit in cash. We're just going to sit on cash on the sidelines, wait for the dip, and then we're going to buy back in when it starts to go back up. This does two things. One, mitigates risk. So it mitigates that drawdown of that volatility. In case the volatility is now a friend. And number two, you're able to purchase back in at a lower price. That lower price does my favorite thing investing, which is compounding. Compounding. So this is why, you know, we have people like CoinDesk, Fox News, CNBC, USA Today, you know, they're knocking on our door wanting to talk to us about AI because we've now married AI, the cutting edge forefront of AI technology, with cryptocurrency, and we've married that together and we've brought it down to the retail investors. So people who want to invest in crypto with an IRA, 401k, or maybe not, maybe they don't have an IRA, maybe it's just cash, maybe they're outside of the US, maybe they're global, we're a global company, but they can invest now safely and securely. We also carry $200 million worth of insurance, so people are protected with military-grade encryption and cold storage. They can choose over 60 different cryptocurrencies on our platform, but we are the only company globally right now that has the AI trading strategies, which beat the buy and hold strategies. And we've got 4 years of data, 4 years of records. There's nothing like it. And we're excited to have you on board with us as well.
Oh, I am. I mean, just listen to you talk about it. You're just hitting all the buttons.
Yeah. It's the future of money. And if you're going to invest in crypto and you want to do it safely and securely, that's why people obviously come to us. And obviously, if you're going to invest in crypto, you can't do the buy and hold strategy. You can, but you're not going to finish first. You know, with the tech that we have, you will finish first and beat the benchmark.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember you saying that last time you were on. It just hit me when you said, you know, if you're buying and holding, you're not quite in the race. Mm-hmm. I thought that's a nice way of putting it. I think, you know, it's just you're there. You're in the arena, but you ain't in the race. You're not. You know, and what you're saying here, I think, is right on. I mean, again, we're moving from, as I've heard it put, we're moving from the information age to the intelligence age. So information age, like, again, we were talking about this beforehand. Information age is when we have to gather all the data, when we have to sift through it, when we have to synthesize it. And so what I was doing at Durham University, I had to go to the libraries and go through the books and I had to put it all together and so forth.
No challenge in BT.
No, exactly. We're now in an intelligence age where we have a super brain basically doing that for us. It gets smarter every single day, every single hour. And if we're still living back in the information age, well, I'll do my own, I'll figure it out. Like you said, it's gone in my head. You're not in the race. You're in a different age. You're literally in a different world.
You really are. The hedge funds buy our signals and use them for their institutional investors. So these hedge funds aren't just, you know, looking through books and charts anymore. They're using technology that we have, which will probably stop giving to them at some point, because then it gives an unfair comparison for the retail investors, because we just want to keep it to one market. But right now, hedge funds use our research, use our data, use our signals. But to be able to have something like this now on the retail level is a game changer for investors who want to invest in a market that maybe they've shied away from because they didn't know much about it, or shying away from because of the volatility. But volatility is now our friend, and that's how we want. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. It's wonderful. I think you guys are absolutely amazing. And gang, make sure you click on the link below to sign up with Block Trust IRA. If you go to turleytalkscrypto.com, you can actually claim up to $2,500 in funding bonuses. But that's a limited time offer. So make sure you do that now. Click on the link, but you don't want to miss out on your chance to take just this amazing financial control over your life in this, as Jonathan put, this extraordinary wealth transfer that's happening right now. You know, Jonathan, I'm listening to a lecture. I can't remember now the exact thing. It's just coming to my mind. But even this fellow is arguing that the retirement plans that we used to rely on, you know, over the last 40, 50 years, those are all just like shattered in relation to this stuff now. It used to take us well over a decade to sort of double our wealth, whereas now with, you know, 30% returns every year, I think on average with Bitcoin and so forth, I mean, you could double it in, you know, literally a few years. This is an asset that you never have to sell, and you can always just draw from the yield. We're in a completely different time right now.
Yeah. And it's the tip of the iceberg. I keep telling people this, like, are we too late, or I should have done it ages. We're at the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, there was a genius act that passed just recently to do with stable coins. And it's not just about tokens. It was really to do with infrastructure. Again, you know, the pillars are being built, the foundation's being laid. And this is just the beginning, not just for banks, but also for investors. But as any investor, they have to kind of open their eyes, see what's happening with the US dollar, and realize that there's a shift in money, shift in investor sentiment, shift in technology, and the future is here with AI, it's with crypto, and these people are seeing these returns in this market as we speak.
Yeah, yeah, you have your opportunity to buy a plot in Manhattan before it's even developed. It's just, or in Dubai or Saudi Arabia. It's incredible. Jonathan, thank you. I always love chatting with you. I could talk to you for hours and just geek out on this stuff. But I'm a big fan of Block Trust IRA. Thank you for your expertise. And again, everyone, click on that link below. Get into the game. This is amazing stuff. I trust Block Trust IRA, and I know you will too. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.